Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm speaking to Mr. Faulkner.
Yes, this is me. Who am I
Hi,
speaking to?
this is Nina Knight from Family First, the supervisor. How you doing?
How you doing, Nina? Good.
I'm calling because I was told that you were having some problems with the HHA app and needed some assistance.
Yes.
Okay, did you click forgot password?
No, I didn't forget the password. I can log in. It's just that I can't create a profile because I had a previous profile with Patriot.
Right. So the
Right.
problem is it's only one profile per person. So
Right.
if you still have the same email that you had with Patriot,
Yeah.
then you can
Yeah.
still have access to that account. So the only thing you would need to do is click forgot password so HHA can send you a temporary password to the email we have on file.
Okay.
So once you click
Okay.
forgot password, it'll get a little message saying account lock. You need to go to your email and you need to look for that HHA email that they sent you and blow up that paragraph. In that paragraph, it will be a password with two quotation marks on each side. Just let me know when you see that password.
You want me to do that while we're on the phone now?
You can put me on speaker so therefore you can hear me while you
All right. Let me go on the bathroom. I have my son. He's crying right now. I ain't, I also work 11-7 too, so hold on for a second. Okay, now you So go on to the HA, the web, go on to the web page, right?
Did you click forgot password yet or no?
No.
Okay, so go to HHA, yep. And then click forgot password.
Say reset password.
Yeah. Then after you get that little message that HHA sent
Let's
you.
say send in request temp. Let's say account lock notice sending
Right.
request.
So then go to your email,
Okay.
and then you'll see a email from HHA.
Okay.
Do you see that email?
Yes.
Can you blow up that message and then where you see the password with the two quotation
Yeah,
marks,
I do. I see that.
can you hold that password and copy it?
Yeah.
Go back to HHA where you were logging at and click on the password field and paste that password that they just sent you there.
Okay.
And hit the check mark on the bottom so you can sign in. It's going to take you directly to be able to create a new password. Just make sure when you create a password, the first letter is capitalized.
Let's say new password registered successfully.
Okay, now you'll be able to go back and refresh, and then you'll be able to log in. And once you log in, I need you to click them three dots on the upper right-hand corner.
The signal here is pretty weak. It's taking a long time. Buffering. But there it goes. It's going to go through. It's just a weak signal. Okay. Click on
the three dots in the upper right-hand corner. And it should provide you a mobile ID number on the top. I need that number.
It says unavailable.
You click on it. What happens when you click on that box?
It says create a profile.
Try to create one and see what happens. Because I'm not quite for sure if Patriot deactivated you. Because if they didn't, then it'll say that your account has already been found in the system.
That's what it says.
When you created the profile?
That's what it says.
So they actually locked your profile. So with that being said, that means we have to send a ticket over to HHA. So therefore, they can masterly reset your account. It normally takes about 1 or 2 days. We will contact you back once they respond to let us know that you can go in and create a new account.
So I don't have to do it right now.
Nope, you don't have to do anything right now because you don't have access.
They did give me, I'm sorry to cut you off. The lady did give me the thing for the timesheets or whatever.
Right. Yeah. I was just about to say that. So quick question. You just confirmed with me that you work 11 to 7.
Yeah.
Is it with another client?
No. I work at a mail ordering place.
So
it's not no self-paying.
Okay, so just be a little careful because you're working almost 24 hours a day with no sleep, the IRS is going to find out about that. So just keep that in mind.
All right.
Because one job is going to be, it's going to be neglected because you got to get sleep somewhere. So the ones that get flagged is the ones that make over a certain amount. And because you're working 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. and you're working with your client from 8 a.m. until 9 p.m., that's not enough time for you to get rest. So just be a little careful if you do get flagged by the IRS, the Department of Justice, okay?
Yeah, thank you for waiting on that.
No problem. So we'll talk text base as soon as we get a response back from HHA.
Okay.
All right, you take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.